IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Ata, the host of this program. We express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and we say salam to all the people who are attending the Arba'in procession or Arba'in walking towards the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the city of Karbala today. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, Sheikh Rouhani and Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani, and we want to talk about the historical background of Arba'in procession or walking. Before anything, let me say salam, Dr. Fakhr Rouhani, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum.
And Sheikh Rouhani, salam alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We're welcome to the program Viewpoints. Okay, let's start with the historical background of Arba'in procession. Some of our dear listeners might not be familiar with that. Dr. Fakhrouhani, let's start with you, brother. What is the historical background? Give us some details.
Yes, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, it must be indicated Arba'in is the 40th day past Ashura. And in Islamic rituals, okay, when a dignitary, dies on the 40th day after his, death, he's commemorated anew.
You mean this number 40 has a specific value?
Yeah, and signification.
Yes. Okay.
And then, among all the infallibles, Imam al-Hussein al-Islam is the only infallible for whom Arba'in is held. Okay. Uh-huh. Any other infallibles.
Okay.
This is one point. Another point is that, according to some records, Arba'in was the day when Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari and his associate, Atiyah al-Kufi, reached Karbala.
Okay.
And paid ziyarat to the tomb of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam.
Mm-hmm.
Please note carefully that, historically speaking, the first shelter over the tomb of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam was built by Banu Asad in Karbala.
Yes.
Okay, there were a group of Bedouin Arabs who were residing in the same area,
okay,
when the Umayyad forces withdrew from the land of Karbala and got back to Al-Kufa.
Uh-huh.
Banu Asad came and established the first simple shelter, uh-huh, over the tomb of Imam al-Hussein, oh, alayhi salam.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
And Ali al-Akbar.
Okay, Ali al-Akbar. Okay. And we can say his companions were buried in the same place they were martyred?
Yes, around him.
Around him,
yes.
Okay. The shelter was made over there by,
yes, yes.
Great.
A simple shelter was made.
Okay.
However, we find that, according to other records, the rest of Ashura survivors,
yes,
reached Karbala. But there's a discussion here. There's a point of disagreement. Some,
yes,
people believe that the Ashura survivors reached Karbala on the same day, mm-hmm, when Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari was over there. Some say that no. The Ashura survivors,
yes,
got back there the next year.
That's
okay.
Right.
And this,
okay,
is still a controversy,
yes,
but it makes no difference.
But,
okay,
but it's still what is important and significant about the day of Arba'in and the Arba'in of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein is this visiting and or intention to visit Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's tomb.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't it? That's right.
But
okay,
there's another point.
Okay.
Another point is that, for example, in the Hajj ceremony, mm-hmm, for example, you find that Hajis are expected to circumambulate around Kaaba, okay,
yes,
in a state of walking.
Yes.
Or from, for example, Safa and Marwa, seven times a Haji should walk.
Yes.
Okay? Walking is very important.
Okay.
Walking means, humbleness.
Yes.
Okay? Humility, humbleness. Regarding the person to whom this pilgrimage is made.
That's
because,
right,
of this, we find that Arba'in is very much commemorated. Because of those people who go to Karbala in order to pay visit to Imam,
yes,
al-Hussein al-Salam, they prefer to go, in a state of walking.
Yes.
Okay? And this walking itself, okay,
right,
makes part of a ceremony,
okay,
and a ritual, and it has other implications and meanings, unsaid meanings. It means that, okay, we find ourselves very much, mm-hmm, humbled in front of Imam al-Hussein,
okay,
such that,
yes,
okay, we never hire anything. We prefer to go,
right,
in a state of walking.
I've got still so many questions about, especially about the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Was it attached to the body on the 40th day or Arba'in, yes, or not. I'll get back to you. But Sheikh Rouhani, what about you, brother? We can say, give us some details about this historical walking of Arba'in or Arba'in procession, which is made into a really great demonstration today for the whole, not only Shiite world, but Muslim world, and also the truth seekers across the world, because I've seen in the different footages every year and the videos that even the non-Muslims, some Jews and Christians, attend the Arba'in walking. And when one of these great fathers was interviewed that, are you a Muslim? He said, no. Do you believe in Prophet Muhammad? He said, my prophet is Jesus Christ, and your prophet is Prophet Muhammad. He said, so why are you attending the Arba'in walking? He says, Imam al-Hussein belongs to all. I mean, giving a great, great status to Imam al-Hussein, yes, alayhi salam, from the tongue of a father, I mean, Christian father. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, let's get to you, brother. How do you find it?
Yes, when it comes to the historical background of Ziyarah of Arba'in, we should remember a very nice hadith and saying of Imam Hassan al-Askari, alayhi salatu wassalam, in which Imam says that one of the signs of a mu'min, a true believer, is ziyarah of Arba'in. Okay. The true mu'min or the true believer pays ziyarah to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam on the 40th of his martyrdom, I mean Arba'in.
Yes.
So this is mentioned in one of the sayings of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. And the other important point is that Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, as it was rightly mentioned by Dr. Rouhani, that he paid the ziyarah to Karbala in the second Arba'in, it seems to be, in the second, okay, Arba'in.
So, you mean the second year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in the first Arba'in after the Ashura, okay, the second year.
Of, yes, second year. Of course, yeah. You mean the next year, that's
the
right.
The next, okay, year, yes. So this is, it is actually the start point of the historical background of Arba'in.
Yes.
But generally in our hadiths, in our narrations, by the different imams, it is mentioned that ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam in general, it is really, really important.
Yes.
And so that's why the people pay ziyarah to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam every year in all different times.
Yes.
But when it comes to Arba'in itself becomes very much important because of its important role, as you rightly mentioned. Nowadays, it has a very great influence on the people, not only on Muslims, rather on non-Muslims as well.
Yes.
So that's why, because of this important role that it has nowadays, in the history also, unfortunately, at the time of Saddam Hussein, at the time of even Amawids and Abbasids and other caliphates in the history of Islam, the people, unfortunately, were deprived of doing this ziyarah.
Yes.
Because the enemies of Ahlul Bayt knew,
yes,
about the importance of this, about the influences of this ziyarah.
At least
the
publicly
people,
they were banned.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay.
And also, I've heard that one of the reporters at the time of Iraq's invasion by the USA,
yes,
he said that one of the officers of the USA once said that these people who are, mm-hmm, walking towards Karbala,
yes,
he termed them as a kind of black snake. He said that this black snake finally will get us out of Iraq. And this is the power of Imam Hussein, and this is the,
okay,
power of Zuwar al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes, that's right.
And finally it happened.
Yes.
And what happened finally in Iraq was this, that these true followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam got back to the power. And alhamdulillah, nowadays we have this opportunity to go to the ziyarah of Arba'in very peacefully and
that's
without
right.
any problem. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Hussein. Dr. Farhwani, spiritually and religiously speaking, this day procession and walking for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is important up to an extent that they say even if you are on this way, you know, and mostly from Najaf to Karbala we can find, although from,
yes,
the other places from Iraq, they start in advance very much sooner. Maybe 1 month, I've heard.
Yes.
1 month or 2 months sooner, they got from far, far places of Iraq on foot in order to get into Karbala. And even being on the way to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam will spiritually purify you. Give us some details about the important incidents that took place on this day, for example, the day of Arba'in in the Islamic Shiite calendar. What were they?
Yes. Regarding Arba'in, it must be indicated that based on historical sources, Ashura survivors got back to Karbala.
Okay.
And when they went there, okay, the whole space, the whole context reminded them of the very fierce battle that took place on the day of Ashura. On the other hand, another significance of the day of Arba'in is that it has been established in Islamic history as a mourning day, because, I mean, for example, the day an infallible dignitary is martyred is regarded as a mourning day.
Mm-hmm.
However, on the 40th day of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the same ceremonies are repeated, are held anew.
Yes.
Okay? It means that this grief isn't going to be diminished in history. This grief is going to be renewed. Its remembrance, our historical memory is going to be repeated, and it's going to be always alive.
And is it true that the holy head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, because the heads were on the spears and getting into Damascus, isn't it?
Yes.
The great 11 to be taken to Yazid's, we can say, damn palace.
Yes.
And it was back to the body on the 40th day? Is it documented?
Well, it isn't well documented on which day the head of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam got back to the body of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. However, symbolically speaking, this is very significant, okay? Because in some cases, an event may have taken place sometime earlier, but throughout history, its symbolic value or its symbolic representation makes it very significant. Let me give you another example.
Very good.
For example, if you go to Karbala, you find a place just outside Imam Hussein's holy shrine, better known as the Zainab Hillock, or for example, Imam al-Hussein's encampment. They are just symbolic places.
Yes.
Okay? They were not actual places. Okay.
Okay?
However, we find that the metaphor of place in the Islamic, instructions, and especially in Shi'i religious historical memory, these places are packed with other lessons for the later generations.
Okay.
For example, Imam al-Hussein's encampment in Karbala over there, okay, it wasn't the case that all companions of Imam al-Hussein salam were settled in a very limited place when you go there. Rather, this is a symbolic place, but it has been built in the in almost the same place and the same space.
That's all right.
Apart from a special aspect, from a temporal aspect, Arba'in becomes very much significant and full of untold lessons for the posterity.
Right, especially in today we could see that people in advance, maybe 1-2 months in advance, we can say, they go in order to extend their passports to Iraq from all around the world, okay? In order to attend only on this day, maybe because it is very much crowded, they will not reach the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, but the mere standing on this path has value for them. And this is really great and significant in comparison to the other demonstrations held across the world. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, your final remarks about Arba'in walking and Arba'in procession, because today so many people are on this path to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's holy shrine in Karbala.
The final point that I wanted to mention is this, that the people who are attracted in this Arba'in march, they must take it into consideration that the people of Iraq, millions of people, they serve other millions of people freely for 10 days.
Very good.
And this kind of freely kind of serving the people or the services for the people that are provided by Iraqi people, it brings or it actually arises a very important question in our minds, that why do these million people serve freely for 10 days?
Yes.
All these millions of people.
Really hospitable, really.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. So without actually being important for them that who is, for example, from Iraq, who is from non-Iraqi people, who is Muslim, who is non-Muslim.
Yes.
When you take part to this march, no one would ask you that either you're Muslim, non-Muslim, Arab, non-Arab.
Yes.
Yeah? So they serve you freely, equally. And I think this is a very great lesson that we can take from this Arba'in March.
That's right.
And at least it should bring an important question to our mind that why do these people do this?
See, millions of people are coming to this path for Arba'in procession. But easily and comfortably, you can find a place to sleep. You can find your clothes washed. You can find your shoes brushed. You can find free food on the path. So many people endow different things for this path. And it's really outstanding that how much the Iraqis are hospitable in this way, even from the villages around, because the main route is on the road from Najaf to Karbala. But there are so many detours or sub-roads, you know, around that the people can get to Karbala too. Even on these unknown roads and places to Karbala, the Iraqis welcome the pilgrims to the Holy Shrine. And this really shows the hospitality of Iraqi people on the day of Arba'in. Dr. Farhani, any final remarks?
I should like to say that, I mean, although the Arba'in walk was started around, for example, 200 years ago, if not more, in Iraq, in the recent years, especially in the years, I mean, after the downfall of the ex-Ba'athist regime and Saddam Hussein, we find that a new kind of Hajj has been formed in Iraq. Okay. And this can be, I mean, it can be referred to as a kind of Husseini Hajj or Husseini pilgrimage.
Okay.
And it shows that when there's, I mean, a hyper-historical figure or over-historical figure in history, he can unite people not only from the Muslim world, but people from everywhere. And it's a good signal that, inshallah, when the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears to us and becomes in power, he will serve, he will be the, more important magnet in order to draw all people from all communities and various religions, wide and diverse nations to himself.
That's all right. As we read in the text of Ziyar al-Arba'in, it says, O son of Prophet of Allah, I testify that you were a light in the lofty loins and the purified wombs. The ignorance did not taint you with its impurities, and did not its darkness cover you with its cloak. And I testify that you are one of the leaders of the religion and the pillars of Muslims and the refuge of the believers.
Yes,
this is one
exactly.
beautiful part and extract from Ziyarat al-Arba'in. Inshallah, we find the chance to read and contemplate, we can say, on the text of Ziyarat al-Arba'in on this day, inshallah. Thank you much, Dr. Farhani.
You're welcome.
And Sheikh Rouhani, thank you much for exploring the historical background of Ziyarat al-Arba'in, which is today. And we say salam again to the pilgrims and the people who attend the Arba'in procession on the day of Arba'in. May Allah protect you all, inshallah. And thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. To another episode, God bless you all. Assalamu alaikum, Ya Abu Abdullah al-Husayn.
الله أكبر جبتني الكربلة خويا يا حسين دشوف العائلة الله أكبر جبتني الكربلة خويا يا حسين دشوف العائلة والأبطال موذرة كلها صرع على الثرى والأبطال موذرة كلها صرع على الثرى برض كرب وبلا برض كرب وبلا الله أكبر جبتني